You've just had a tough day at work. Your family is making more and more demands on you. You're smoking and drinking too much. And if you're not careful, you could just wind up dead. Sound dire? Well, certainly, but only in real life. Here we're talking about your character in a new Czech game, one where players compete to change their lifestyles to survive. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Most of us at some point have passed Go and collected $200 or put together seven-letter words for triple point scores. But a new Czech party game asks players to do something a little different. Avoid getting a heart attack. Infarct marks the debut of game designer Vladimir Brümer, and while the theme of the game is serious, some would say morbid, it's meant in good fun. The humor, of course, is undeniably black. In less than an hour, up to five players compete to see whose character can stay the healthiest while forcing other characters to eat junk food at parties, chain smoke, or have just one more drink. Just like in real life, but without the consequences. On Wednesday, I spoke to the up-and-coming designer on a line to Brno.
I get the idea and the basic concept and the theme of the game about 5 years ago, when I was studying the food chemistry and I was writing my dissertation about civilization diseases and food supplements. In that time, I get the idea to make a game about lifestyle, where food, drinks and tobacco will be represented by cards with different impact on the various health conditions, as blood pressure, cholesterol, obesity, diabetes and so on.
Do you think that by putting it into the sort of frame of a party game that you're teaching people a lesson at the same time but also allowing them to have fun?
Yeah, I try to get the depth and the reality in the game, but also the humor factor is very important.
Interestingly, Infarct, which comes with rules in Czech, Slovak, English and German, features junk food players have to avoid, like French fries, but also Czech or Central European specialties like tlačenka, head cheese. There are even cards that feature communist-era favorites like lunch meat, many Czechs will recognize, or spam, neither of which will gain your character many health points. Better hit the skimmed milk, tofu and salad if you want your character to win, and block your opponents from doing the same. As for making it to the market, it's worth noting that Infarct received backing from Czech Board Games, an organization which provides forums and testing for new ideas. Every year, a sole winner is chosen for commercial release, while runners-up receive recommendations, as in Infarct's case, which can help it get into print. Czech Board Games' Jakub Kieszynski told me more.
The aim is to help beginning board game designers, because like in other industries, it's really hard to start, to begin. You may have great ideas, but you don't know what to do. We not only help them to reach the market, but we kind of educate them. There are meetings, workshops, etc.
One of Infarct's catchy taglines is that the publisher is not responsible for any positive influences the game may have on your lifestyle. And perhaps that is meant only half in jest. According to Jakub Kieszynski, playing the game can make some reconsider real choices in life.
One thing I like about the game, it's a little bit educative as well, because basically during the game you are eating all different things, health food, junk food and good food. And depending on this, you either survive or not. And it's all set up as a party game, but I have seen and heard people playing this game and falling into some kind of reflection. They would tell, well, maybe I should not smoke that much.
If interested, you can find more information about Vladimir Brümer's party game at our website.
Jan Wellinger with this report.